Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today I wanted to start something that I call the guide series. Starting today, I really wanted to kind of take a step-by-step approach that if I was coaching somebody, what are the things that I would have them to consider so that they could optimize their health in the year 2024? Now, as I said during the first episode of this year, we're kind of in a process of rebranding the podcast, and our mission this year is to give you exactly the tools that you need to meet all your goals this year. But before we get into that series, I just wanted to let you know about some opportunities that are available for you if you're looking to get more information and see progress faster. One, we have our Diet Revolution Guide. Our Diet Revolution Guide is designed to reveal the three most common reasons that most people fail in their dieting attempts and three simple ways to fix them so that you can lose the weight, see the results in the mirror, and never have to go backwards again. So that guide is down in the show notes below. You can go ahead and click the link to that and grab that resource for yourself. We also have our Meal Planning Automator, which the Meal Planning Automator is designed to give you some fresh and delicious recipes that you can use in your kitchen, and you don't have to think about new ideas, but they're right there and available for you. So there's some delicious recipes available for you. But as you fill out your meal plan for the week, it also automatically builds your grocery list for you. And as you go ahead and plan out your meals for the week, it also keeps track of your macros, and you can keep track of your goals more effectively and efficiently that way. And so that's available for you as well. And the way that you can gain access to that is just by requesting access to it by shooting me an email at resources@holistichabits.fit. And I realize that you might be driving, I might be in your earbuds, and you might be mowing the lawn or whatever you might be doing at this time. Actually, you're probably not mowing the lawn, because although I live in the South, it's wintertime and it's probably not grass cutting weather for you. But regardless, that email address is down in the show notes below. You can shoot me an email and let me know that you would like the Meal Planning Automator, and I'll get that in your hands. If you're somebody that really wants just accountability and you want it for free and you want resources, you just want a group of people to connect with around the topic of fitness, nutrition, and wellness, then you can go ahead and you can click the link in the show notes below as well to get access to our Telegram group chat. And it's there where we hang out and I give you some amazing free resources and you get connected to an awesome community as well. We also just wanted to let you know that if you benefit from the show, we would like to invite you to subscribe to the show. And although you might remember to come back every day and to listen to the content that we put out, it really lets the podcast players know that we're being of value to you. And when you hit that subscribe button, it then pushes out our content to more people. So if you've benefited and you think that more people can benefit, it's literally just hitting that subscribe button and making sure that other people have access to the show as well. If you want to go a step further, whatever podcast player you're listening on, I would also invite you to rate the show, because that has a similar effect. It lets them know that, hey, you really appreciated the content that we put out, and so it's going to then push it to more people as well. If you would like to reach out to me personally, again, you can send me an email like I mentioned before, but if you prefer social media, you can also reach out to me on Instagram at rbryce_hamilton. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes below as well. And you can also, and this is available in the show notes as well, send a voice chat, a voice message to the podcast directly. So if you have a question that you want me to consider and to build a show around, then go ahead and send me a voice message through that, and I will consider that for future episodes as well. And I really appreciate interacting with you guys in whatever ways that I can, because when you interact with the show, it helps me to determine what episodes I should put out. And it guarantees that it is of the highest value to you. So go ahead and reach out in those ways. I look forward to hearing from you soon. But as I've already mentioned, today is the beginning of our guide series. If you were to be my client, what would I do step by step in order to make sure that your health was optimized? Now, of course, I always try to give away as much information as I possibly can. But understanding this and understanding this up front at the beginning of the guide series, and I'll probably reiterate this as we go through this series, and it's that there is a decent amount of nuance when it comes to your health, fitness, and nutrition. There are some things that are just staples. They just are what they are. But there's also some things that are particular to your special life. For example, I'm going to talk today about the very first thing that I would talk to a client about if they were struggling with it, and that is sleep. Sleep is super important. We'll talk about why it's important today. However, maybe you work night shift and some special accommodations would need to be made in order to optimize your health, because the rules that are true for everyone, they still apply to you, but you are not in a situation to be able to apply them. And so it would be good for you to do these things. However, it might not be realistic. And so that's when personalization comes into play. But if you were to walk into my office and you were to, on day one, ask me, what do I need to optimize my health? You know, me broadcasting this on a podcast, not having any context into your life, one of the first things that I would take a look at is, how well are you sleeping? Now, a lot of people, when I ask them this question, they kind of roll their eyes. They kind of are like, that seems too basic, because a lot of the diet culture out there has made it seem like you kind of got to do things that are uncomfortable. You got to do, you know, no pain, no gain. You got to push yourself to the max. You got to work out 6 days a week. You got to deprive yourself from all the foods you love, which, by the way, I think that that's an extreme position that is not realistic for most people. But people have adopted those mindsets because they have been told these things over and over and over again. Now, the reason that the diet culture that exists in our society is that way is because when you push people to the max, there will be a certain percentage of people that have the mindset that no matter what happens, no matter how uncomfortable they are, no matter how miserable things get, they're going to push through to get the desired outcome. And those people will always see results. However, the vast majority of people, and if you're thinking to yourself, man, I just need to be more disciplined, that's not true. Because when you look at the situation statistically, 95% of people that go into health and fitness wanting to improve their lifestyle and their physique and their health, they don't do it because they've been made to believe that it's so hard. And people begin and they think to themselves, man, I just got to be disciplined. I got to do X, Y, Z. I'm going to do it to the max. I'm going to eat all super clean. I'm going to exercise intensely, and I'm going to do all these things. And man, I'm going to be jacked by next year if you're a guy, or I'm going to look like supermodel Molly, just a fictional character, but I'm going to look like supermodel Molly by next week. And then you get into it and you realize, you know what? Doing everything to the max kind of takes me away from what I actually want to be doing in life, which is spending time with my kids, which is performing better at work. And actually, the more I do these things, the more tired I feel, and the less that physique seems like it's worth it. And you know what? I would agree with you that if you're thinking that, and if you ever have thought that, I totally agree with you. I'm in the same boat as you. I wouldn't want to achieve a spectacular physique at the sacrifice of my family, or the sacrifice of my relationships at work, or the sacrifice of really a lot of things that you're made to believe that you have to sacrifice. But regardless, we have adopted these beliefs. And so when somebody walks into my office, and I say my office, it's kind of a virtual office because I meet with a lot of people on Zoom. But anyways, that's another rabbit trail. When people walk into my office and I begin talking to them about their sleep, they roll their eyes and they think to themselves, well, that's too easy. But in our society today, just think about all the stressors that you have. Think about your morning routine. You wake up and your alarm goes off and you're immediately like irritated. That's a stressor in your life. And then you have to get up and you have to get the kids ready, and you might have to rush through your breakfast or sometimes even not have breakfast because you got to get your kids off to school. You got to get them ready. You yourself have to get yourself to work. You have to sit in traffic. You have to perform all day at work. You have to do all these things, and all these things accumulate as stressors in your life. And there's never really a release valve for these stressors. Now, the reason why this is important when it comes to fat loss, because I'm not losing sight of the fact that this is the Fat Loss Simplified podcast. And so we want to take these concepts that have to do with fat loss and make them as simple as possible. And it's not lost on me that you might be thinking, well, what does sleep have to do with the actual fat loss? I realize that it might be helpful with stress relief, but what does it have to do with fat loss? Well, when it comes to fat loss, your body becomes resistant to losing fat when it is stressed. Now, this is not at first obvious, but it becomes obvious when you think about the mechanisms that drive your body. Your body, when it comes to fat loss, is trying to survive. And in the past, throughout all of history, what has been the number one stressor that our bodies have had to undergo? Well, the number one stressor for the majority of history has been, will I have enough food to survive tomorrow? And so our bodies are designed that when we're under stress, to hold on to energy. And fat loss is really just a game of energy balance, calories in versus calories out. Now, there is a bunch of nuance to it, and there's a lot of things that impact it, and it starts with sleep. Because if you have all this stress building up throughout the day and throughout your life, but you have no way to recover from it, then over time that stress becomes greater and greater, and your fat loss efforts become harder and harder. Now, I did mention earlier that there are some people that are in a little bit of a different situation, and whether that be you work night shift or you have unusual hours, or you have to commute, during different times because of varying reasons. For example, I know that people that live in the Atlanta area have to plan their commute based on the day of the week and based on the traffic patterns, because the traffic patterns are so crazy there. And thankfully, I live in a small town and I don't have to deal with that, but you might. I was talking to somebody the other day who has been on call for many years and has worked night shift and has done a variety of things in their life. And so maintaining a regular sleep routine has kind of been something that they haven't really thought about in many years. And for the majority of the past two decades, there are some people that have really not had a regular sleep routine and not maintained proper sleep hygiene. And that's not necessarily your fault. No one is saying like you should have done anything different, but today you can make a decision to try to improve that. And so there's a couple questions to consider. One, if your schedule is pretty routine and pretty normal, then your first step would be to make sure that you're getting regular hours of sleep during the same time periods every day. For example, if you right now are getting 6 hours of sleep, but some days you go to bed at 9, some days you go to bed at midnight, well, it would be much better for you if you were to get 6 hours consistently over the same time period. So say, for example, say it's more maintainable and sustainable for you to get those 6 hours between the hours of 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. Well, it would be better for you to sleep from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. every single day than to sometimes go to bed at 9, sometimes 10, sometimes 1, sometimes 2. And even though you might average out to 6, it would be better for you to get a consistent 6 every single night. Now, once you're able to achieve that, then of course you want to focus on extending your sleep, because 6 hours is not enough. It's not really enough for anybody. And so you need to work on extending your sleep to 8 hours a night, but first focusing on, can I get the same amount of sleep every day during regular hours, recurring hours? Can I get the same sleep routine in every single day? Once you're able to achieve that, Then you can start working on getting more sleep. Now, when you do this, there's some things that I want you to watch out for. I want you to watch out for your energy levels because they should improve. I want you to watch out for your performance at work because it should improve. I want you to pay attention to the quality of your relationships because they should improve as well, because now you have the opportunity to recover from the stressors of life. Now, sometimes sleep is the first step that people need when it comes to fat loss. I've had somebody that improved their sleep and they lost 6 pounds. That's not always the case, but as you're going through your health and wellness journey, noticing the other things that it impacts as well, because those things really matter. And those things are predictors of fat loss. If you're seeing everything in your life improve, but you're not losing weight, you're not losing fat like you'd like to, just wait. If everything else in your life is improving in a healthy direction, then fat loss and weight loss is not far behind. And so be paying attention to those things and let those things motivate you to keep moving forward in your endeavors to get more and better sleep. Now, with that being said, this was day one of our guide series. Reach out to me if you have any questions about this, and I'll be happy to answer those questions. Again, you can reach out via Instagram. You can send me an email. You can send me a voice message here by clicking the link in the show notes below. I believe it's the very last link all the way at the bottom. So go ahead and click there. Reach out to me. I'd love to help you in any way that I can. That's my goal for 2024. But thank you for joining me here today. I really value the time that you choose to spend sitting with me and putting your trust in me to help you reach your health and fitness goals. But look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, I hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.